Good morning. We're expecting a high of 35 today, maybe 38 in Decatur. Right now, 25 degrees outside our studios at Friends Plaza in Urbana. It's 8:50 and time now for the pre-opening market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit increased in October, a sign that slower global growth could weigh on the U.S. economy. The trade gap with China also hit an all-time high. The trade deficit grew 4.8% in October from September to $42.2 billion. This morning, USDA released its latest U.S. ending stocks report for 2012 and 13. Here are the numbers in billions of bushels for corn, 647 million, and that is no change from its November estimate. For soybeans, 130 million, that's 10 million less than last month. And wheat is 754 million bushels, and that's 50 million bushels higher than a month ago. Also this morning, private exporters reporting to USDA export sales of 115,000 metric tons of soybeans were delivered to China during the 2012 and 13 marketing year. The marketing year for soybeans began on September 1st. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 13,226, is up almost 57 points. The NASDAQ, 3,009, is up 23. The S&P 500, 1,425, is up 6.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Today's computer forecast models introduced a better storm system potentially for U.S. hard red winter wheat country as we get into early next week. The European model was the leader on this particular storm system, and we're not completely convinced that this storm system will come to fruition. We'll need to watch it rather closely, but it is the first significant storm system suggested by any of the models to actually impact the heart of wheat country. We'll see what happens when we get into future model runs. But I have to tell you very quickly that the U.S. GFS model run this morning certainly does not support the same scenario. In fact, both the operational GFS model runs and the ensemble are all suggesting that a continuation of generally dry weather will occur across some of the wheat country as we go forward through the next 2 weeks. Now, discrepancies like this in model forecasting occur periodically, and in the past, sometimes the European model turns out to be correct. But at the moment, we are not necessarily convinced that that will be the case, and a close monitoring of the situation is certainly warranted. In the meantime, we'll expect a storm system to impact U.S. winter wheat areas and the Midwest as we go into the end of this week. Storm system will come into the plains Friday into Saturday and work its way across the heart of the Midwest as we go through the weekend. This particular storm system, though, is going to be a weaker event, not necessarily one that will likely produce widespread precipitation, but it will most likely create at least a little bit of moisture for the region. We expect precipitation to begin in Nebraska and Kansas perhaps on Friday and work its way eastward across the Midwest as we move through the heart of the weekend. Snow will fall in northern parts of the region while rain occurs to the south, and moisture totals across many areas will probably stay mostly on the light side, but we could end up seeing a few locations picking up on a half inch to maybe as much as 3/4 of an inch of moisture. And the recovery and soil conditions across the region will likely continue as moisture continues to be added to parts of the Midwest. We do expect another storm system to follow this one. It will likely show up as we get into the late weekend and early part of next week, and this is the very same storm system that the European model has suggested that maybe a significant precipitation event may occur in hard red winter wheat country. Again, we're not going to buy into that part of the forecast, but we do think there will be rain and perhaps some snow falling across parts of the Midwest in that time frame. Again, this will be the early part of next week. Moisture totals could run anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch and maybe some 1-inch plus amounts in a few locations. We could end up with a fair amount of snowfall across a small part of the region. Our temperatures in the Midwest are expected to bounce around a bit. We're not necessarily going to be seeing any extremely warm conditions for a while, but we will likely see a little bit of a warm-up take place as time moves forward. We'll expect highs today and tomorrow, mostly 30s and 40s across the region. Some colder readings will occur in the far northwest, and we'll likely see temperatures on Friday, or actually Thursday, starting to warm into the 40s and some 50s across the region. Again, the exception will be in the Dakotas and Minnesota, where 20s and even some teens may occur in a few areas there. We'll expect some of the milder conditions to prevail as we go Friday and Saturday, maybe even into Sunday. And low temperatures at night over these next several nights are likely to bounce around a bit as well. We'll expect to see the majority of the morning temperatures to be running in the teens and 20s across the northwestern part of the Midwest, while readings elsewhere will be 20s and 30s for the most part. And that takes us all the way through the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. December wheat is not trading electronically. The March at 890 and a quarter is down 13. December wheat in Chicago, 816 and a half, down 16 and a quarter. December corn, 729, up 2 and a quarter. July, 732 and three quarters, up 1 and three quarters. March of 14, go out that far, 640 down 5. January soybeans, 1475 and three quarters, up 1. March, 1474 and three quarters, down three quarters. July, 1448 and a half, down 3. November, 1329 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter. December soybean meal, 452.80, up 40 cents. December soybean oil, 50.38, down 45 cents. December live cattle, 125.25, down 37 and a half. January feeder cattle, 149.80, up 2.5. December lean hogs, 82.07 and a half, down 7.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Whole lot of nothing, it appears, on this WASDE report.
Yeah, I mean, they did not change one thing on the corn numbers, except worldwide they lowered them a hair. On beans, they lowered them 10 as expected, and worldwide lowered them a hair. And then on wheat, they raised them more than expected. That's probably about the two surprises were they did not raise corn, they left it alone, and then they raised wheat more than expected. So wheat's down 16. But we've got corn right now up 1 to 2, and beans, lo and behold, after being up 8 to down 8, or down a penny and a half, kind of strange.
We have a major disagreement in the wheat between the FAO and USDA, because the FAO has got wheat down somewhere around 164 million metric tons. So there is a big variance here.
Yeah, there is a big variance there. And the other variance that we expect in the January one, which I don't know why they wait till then, they know the acres, is harvested acres are expected to be, by industry, a lot lower than what USDA does. So that would be positive, and I think that's probably why corn is up right now. They left it unchanged, but they've got that next report of fewer harvested acres, which should make carryover go down.
Shouldn't we expect that maybe the January-March spread in soybeans should widen back? We lost about 15 cents on this.
I mean, people bought those for both corn and beans, and they've gone nowhere except getting narrower, and you would think that that might. But by the time March comes around, you have got, Januarys are gone, and you got South American crop coming in. And even though they've struggled with planting and they've struggled with weather, they still, if they have good weather with the acreage they've got, could have record yields and thus push things down later.
Technically, wheat, it's 816 and a half on the December right now. The 830 level was a kind of a key support level, the hold in the Chicago, and now we've broken it.
Yep, we have broken that, that's for sure.
What else are you looking at?
Looking at really outside markets, what's happening out of Europe. Yesterday we were down hard because of worries about European debt again. China has had good PMI numbers, and that helps there, and they're expected to import even more. Somebody yesterday in there, I think it was South Korea, said that we're going to exclude U.S. corn in this next one and get it all somewhere else, so that hurt corn yesterday when we were down hard. But corn yesterday came back from down 12 to only down 5 or 6. And beans at one time, why, I don't know, were down 19.
Right.
And we came back to the plus side. So I would expect us to be sideways to higher into that next report. I don't expect new lows on corn or beans. Wheat is a problem that, if it continues to go down, will help drag corn or keep it from going very, very far.
Volume going to be very iffy between now and the end of the year?
It depends on, I think, outside markets more so than anything. I think industry still feels that the acreage harvested will go down on corn and maybe even a hair on beans due to beans after wheat not being any good in a lot of places. So I think that's the hope there. But world economics, Europe is struggling and maybe going backwards. And if the fiscal cliff happens, it could push us down a lot.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, December corn, 728 and a half, up 1 3/4. July, 732, up 1. January beans, 1475, up 1/4. November 13, 1329 and a half, down 5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.